Officials took to a podium inside Detroit police headquarters last week to tout a significant drop in crime. Mayor Mike Duggan credited police department initiatives for the, quote, remarkable year.
Across America, you're seeing violent crime coming down off of the COVID peaks. What is different in Detroit is we're not coming down off the COVID peaks. Our homicide numbers are below the pre-COVID levels.
Detroit police say preliminary counts show 2023 has significantly fewer shootings and carjackings than the year prior. Homicides dropped most significantly, they say, with the city's lowest total since the mid-1960s. But these numbers can be a bit more complicated than they seem. Data reporter Adam Yehia-Reyes is here to help me break it down. Hey, Adam.
Hey there.
So let's interrogate these numbers some more. What stands out to you? What's missing?
Here's the thing. Detroit police did count fewer homicides in 2023 than any year prior, going back to 1966. But just using raw totals to compare different years, especially different decades, leaves out some important context, like changes in Detroit's population.
Detroit had a lot more people in the 60s, right? More than double what we have now. But why does that matter?
I asked Wendy Johnson to explain that. She's a sociologist and directs Oakland University's criminal justice program.
It matters because the more people you have, the more opportunity for homicides to occur.
Johnson says homicide numbers are actually more reliable than other crime stats. They're high profile and less likely to go unreported. But she says a single year's totals don't give a great sense of what's going on. What we actually need is a homicide rate that takes population into account.
So when we look at this rate, is 2023's homicide count really that historic?
It is a lot lower than 2022's rate.
Right. As we heard Mayor Duggan say, 2022 was part of an unusual three-year spike that experts and officials believe was largely brought on by the pandemic.
Exactly. And when you look at pre-pandemic rates, 2023 is pretty much the same. Oakland University's Wendy Johnson says that's a good thing because it likely signals an end to the pandemic spike. But there's a lot these numbers can't tell us, like why they do or don't change. Officials say 2023's drop is largely because of police efforts. Johnson says it's hard to prove which factors make a difference.
It can include policing behaviors and police policies, certainly, but it can also include things like economic stress or improvements.
And more importantly, these numbers don't tell us how safe the people of Detroit feel.
I asked Aaliyah Harvey Quinn about that. She founded and directs Force Detroit, an organization now supported with city funding to focus on crime reduction. She says the efforts of her organization and others like it are starting to be felt in the community.
And they're beginning to feel safer. And that matters deeply, deeply, deeply to us.
She says she has seen police attribute crime drops to a lot of different strategies over the last decade. But she says the parts of the city that experienced the most violence haven't really seen any improvement. The neighborhood her organization works in is called Cody Rouge. It's a mostly Black and low-income neighborhood on Detroit's west side. Officials say Cody Rouge saw fewer shootings in 2023 compared to the prior year. Harvey Quinn hopes that trend will continue.
Again, it's really hard to quantify what exactly is causing Detroit's crime stats to apparently stabilize.
But for Harvey Quinn, these numbers are promising. And she says she's hopeful organizations like hers can do the work needed to address the violence that has shadowed Detroit for decades.
We are able to de-escalate people from violent incidents, but we've got to offer them hope. And hope comes in the form of, you know, job opportunities. It comes in the form of basic needs support.
She says making a significant difference will require a long-term commitment from city officials to violence reduction strategies beyond the police. I'm Brianna Rice.
And I'm Adam Yehia-Reyes.